Well, it's time to go to Buffalo, and the Kansas City Chiefs need to win on the road against the Bills. It has not been a great place for Kansas City to go down through the years, and the Bills have been a problem against the Chiefs three of the last 4 years. Again, Kansas City got that victory against Buffalo in 2010, and that was huge. It was a crazy day. Lindell misses a field goal late. Eric Berry gets an interception, and the Chiefs win that in overtime on a Ryan Succop kick. For Kansas City, though, to have a chance, it's like we talked about earlier in the week. Kansas City must stop the base run game of Buffalo. C.J. Spiller now fills in. Fred Jackson is out for this game. But Buffalo's offensive line did a very good job, even though they lost this game by 20 points. Spiller is explosive. He was on his way to a 200-yard rushing day in a game the Bills lost by 20 points. You rarely see that in the National Football League. Spiller's got change of direction, and he's got the second gear right here where he can run past the second level and just screen by the third level. C.J. Spiller could be a problem for the Chiefs in this game if they can't handle. This is a power O situation. Levitra, their veteran guard, able to get a hole for him. So for Kansas City defensively, up front, that front seven for the Chiefs, it's not just about rushing the passer, getting Tomba back this week. It's also about defending the run game of the Buffalo Bills. Offensively, Kansas City showed some great signs last week, especially in that first half. Atlanta couldn't stop them. And it's a veteran Atlanta defense, particularly in the secondary. But the New York Jets got a career day from Mark Sanchez against the Bills. This is a Bills defense which has spent a lot of money up front. And in the secondary, they got some experienced guys that they're trying to blend into their first-round draft pick at right corner and a second-year player at left corner. And yet, there is some experience back there. And those experienced guys have had some big days against the Chiefs in the past. But in the Jets game, Sanchez was able to light them up, spreading the ball around to almost everybody that had a chance to catch it. The Jets scored 48 points in this game, most in franchise history in an opener. And look at Sanchez. He had his best day as a quarterback of the New York Jets in this game against a division rival. One positive sign for Kansas City was the fact that they, too, were able to spread the ball around against the Atlanta Falcons. Boss had his awesome catch. Bo had some great catches in the game. We talked about Dexter McCluster early in the week and what he was doing out of the slot position. Jamal Charles got it going on an explosive run of 46 yards. And yet there's some things the Chiefs could work on. John Baldwin did not get involved in this game. He did not have a catch. They did not target him once. But again, there's a lot of comma weapons in this game that Matt Cassel can use. If the Chiefs can protect Matt Cassel and he's got a chance to view the field, Kansas City can move the ball on a Buffalo defense, which struggled last week against the New York Jets. So Kansas City tries to get it done this week against Buffalo, and that's our Chiefs breakdown.